Kum learning a black gemara. Rabbi Tama Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah, four lines from the top. Okay, now we're up to continuing going through all the kabbanis as to the requirements. Menachas, what did they do with the carbon mincha, the flower offering? Hayonik matzahs, the kmitza, which is when they take three fingers and they scoop out a section of the mincha, which this is the part that goes on the mizbeach that goes to Hashem. So that's called kmitza, which is like the shchita of an animal. Bechol and the rest of the mincha is eaten by the kohen. Bechol makom, where do you do that? Anywhere bazara, anywhere. The ne'achalas, but since they are considered sacred, the kodesh kodashim, they can only be eaten lifnim and aklayim within the curtains. The zichli kunda for the males, bechol michael, you can prepare the food any way you want. Le'yayim v'layla at chatzais, day and night, like an ordinary carbon, until midnight, because the rabbanon want you to finish by midnight. Rashi, ha'ini k'matzah bechol makom, ain't too soft, they don't require north.
The mincha was the kmitza.
We'll see. And Malik also was hard. Gemara. Avad Abelazah Abelazah says, Mincha shenik mitza behechel ksheida. If you took the mincha and you actually did the kmitza inside the holy in the building itself, it's also kosher. How do I know? She came, we find matzinu besiluk bazichi, and you had the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim had the lavoina, and the lavoina is called an askara, and that therefore has to be burnt, because that is what allows you, enables the kohenim to eat the lechem aponim. Where did they remove it from the table? Inside the kodesh. This is just like kmitzah. Rashi, they are the askara, the reminder for the mincha, the lechem aponim. They treat the levoin as if they are a memory that no, they're like a kmitzah or matinus a lechem. This is what enables the kohenim to eat lechem aponim. And removing them from the shulchan in the hechol, in the place of the kmitzah, the nochan and the kmatzis. So the same thing. The siluk is the same thing as kmitza. Says in Malvayta, most of Rabbi Yehuda has a question. It says, "V'komatz misham, you should kmitza from there." So v'komatz misham, you take from there your full handful of flour and oil, right, and be makted for the ibishter. So it says v'komatz misham. So we dash and says the brayse, "Memokim shenagli hazor oimdus." Where that in a place where the zor, the Yisrael, can stand. There was in that section, not as a kohenim, but as a Yisrael. Or this up to the heichel. Ben said, "I'm a nice comes with smol." How do you know if you use your left hand? I know if you use your left hand. So right now we're thinking that you're not allowed to take kmitza from the section of between mizbeach and the ulam, because that's only kohenim can stand there, not the Yisrael. And that's going to be a problem. You're saying that in the Hechel itself you can. How can it be that you cannot do it in front of the Hechel?
So the head does the kmitzah, or a kohen has to do it?
Whoever, of course a kohen. But whoever does it is, what do you call it? Whoever does it should not be standing. There should be standing in a place, memokim shirag lehazorendus, in the other side of his bech, in front of his bech. I'm sorry, I'm not you should come with this mouth, you use your left hand, which is shorten, shiyag, you can miss me, and just do it again, and instead of automatic puzzle, I'm like, Misham, memokim should come from the same place you did commit before. So the chayz akash Rashi, the mokish of the zorim is the il koi. The previous part of the pasuk, behavior has of the aron koinim. The zor should bring to the aron the koinim. He brings his mincha v'komas misham, and the koinim should be koinim mitzvah like come to him. Mashma memokim shabaylim eitzah, where the person who donated is standing, where Yisrael is allowed to stand. Okay, right now we're thinking less of an ulam kasi. She ain't zonicha shakos. I cannot go there. So Yahzir Akim with the Hashem, that he puts the Kaim's right back below me, and he's also, oh, it's possible already. If you do the commits to the left hand, you can do it again. So the Mother, Ikidami, others say, who Moisiv Lord Abime asked the question, who Mephadok Lahim himself answered it, and Ikidami, Omele Rabbi Akiva. Others say, Ukros, it's Abiyakiv, Lord Abime Patachlifa, as we'll explain to you. Leinitzcha, you know what? We need the part when it says Memakim Ragla Zor to tell you Lahachshe Kol Azara Kula. Tell you that not it's limited to where the Bailey brought it. It could even be brought where they. Why? Why should you think different? Salgad, I mean, I thought Hoyil Oile Kodesh Kedoshim. I would have thought, since the carbon oil, which has to be only done in the north, is Kajidoshim. I mean, Kajidoshim. My oil to Unut Safan, I would have thought to make a binyan out of something oil over exist, Shabbat Kajidoshim. That has to be in the north. Av Mincha to Unut Safan has to be in the north. So therefore, we need a pasuk to tell you that it can be done even in a place where the Zohar comes from. Freddy Gemara, how can you even think so? My oil, you know, my oil, she can't call it, the entire oil gets burnt. So therefore, how can you even compare mincha to that? No, I say, you're right. I would have compared it to a chatas, also kodesh kedoshim. It doesn't get burnt kain and meat parts of it. And it's done in the north. No, but mal chatas came with chaperes, a chayov ekrisas. Chatas has its own inyan. Its idea is a kapara. Maybe that's why you have a requirement for the north. What does it have to do with the mincha? So you're right. A ma'osha, I want to learn from a guilt offering. And the guilt offering is not to do with chatas, and yet, it's not to do with kodesh, and yet you bring it in north. Mal osha came mini domim. What do you call it? The osha, you have to sprinkle blood in. So therefore has certain requirements. Mincha you don't. So he said, Mekulu, let's learn from all three what they have in common. Each chumrah is different. Another one. The chumrah that we just encountered in Asham is actually a common chumrah inside in oil, inside chatzah in Asham. Because then you need to sprinkle the blood. So therefore, maybe over there it has to be in the north. What does it do with mincha? So why do we need a pasuk to tell me mincha you can bring it anywhere? Why would you think otherwise? Says the Gemara. At least you know I need it. You know I need a pasuk. Salke, I would have thought, how you receive? Since it says a pasuk, you should bring the mincha. It says the pasuk, gish the mizbeach. You should take the mincha and you should approach the mizbeach. The haydi mimenu bekoimtzei, and you should lift from it. By koimitz, I would have thought ma hagosha, just like when it comes to approaching the mizbech with the mincha, bekeren ma rovis dreimis, has to be done on the west southwestern corner. In other words, before they do the kmitza, they take the keli and they come and touch the mizbeach. Because we'll see later, so that has to be Lifnei Hashem as close as possible, and so on, which is the west southwest corner. Av kmitza bekeren marovis dreimis. I would thought the kmitza should be done there in the same place. Kamash malon, the kmitza does not have to be done in the same place. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. So Rashi right here, Pala Gemara, ma hagosha bekeren marovis dreimis. Says Rashi, koidim kmitzasa, before you do the kmitza, magi osa betoch kelel lekeren marovis dreimis. You actually have to touch the mizbeach with the keli. You don't take it out of the keli, but touch it with the beich at the southwestern corner, which we'll see later why I put the southwestern corner. So the beich lekamen. Back to the Gemara. Does he have this pasuk? Okay. Amar beich said, Rabbi Yechanan, Shlomim. Okay, so now we're saying by Karm Mincha, if you did it in the Hechel, it's kosher. Shlomim, Sheshachtim Hechel, if you took a Karm Shlomim, which can be shochten anywhere in the base of Medish Nazar, and you shecht it inside the room in the Hechel, it's also kasha. Shenema, it says a pasuk, v'shochat to Pesach Oyel Moed, it says you should shecht it in the Pesach Oyel Moed, shchotah to Pesach Oyel Moed, and you should shecht it in the Pesach Oyel Moed. So, you know, wherever you shecht Nazar, it should be, it should be like in front of the oil mode, which means that the main thing is the oil mode, but I'm allowing you even beyond that. Is the swara we had a few days ago, you cannot have an ancillary, should be better than the actual origin. It says, why can you shecht anywhere in Azorah? Pesach oil moed, it has to be in the opening of Azorah. The main thing is oil moed, and Azorah is merely secondary. Loye tofel chomam and iker. We don't want that. It should be kosher. Nazora in the secondary in front of the pilgrim and not in the royal mode. The kiva the tofel chazalu choshkin iker. The tofel is chazal surely iker. That we're right. It makes us a question. Abiyechin of Mepsedo. Abiyechin says minayin. What have you heard of Mepsedo? What have you sure of Mepsedo? Says, how do you know? Shim hikifu. This is interesting. Imikifu oivdeke chamas kalazora. If goyim are surrounding the entire courtyard, so where are the goyim now? Not only in Shalayim, they're mamish by the Harabais, and they're surrounding the entire courtyard. What do you think they want to do? Destroy Rachmanis Lan, the base of Migdash. So what are you worried about? Not about escaping or saving your life. You're worried that you had a carbon. What should you do? Should you eat it now or not? Shakoinim nichnasim l'sham. And they can't stand even Nazar anymore because the goyim are standing out. They're ready to kill them. So the shail is, now that they went hiding and they have a mitzvah to do, to eat the kabbonis, can they eat it inside the heichel? Let me just picture the scene. This is what they're worried about.
Quick, I've got to eat this carbon.
Yeah, have a mitzvah to do. Shakoinim nichnasim l'sham. Can they eat inside the heichel itself? Talmud Leimer, it says in Pasuk, Bekoidesh HaKadoshim Techlenu Kol Zocher. So we dash in Koidesh HaKadoshim. Koidesh HaKadoshim includes the Heichel. By my name, let us say, Bechatzar Oyel Moed Yoichlu. Maybe it means, it says in another Pasuk, that they should eat, Bechatzar Oyel Moed, they should eat it. Beloye, hey, Tofel Chama Min Iker, Rashi. The tough was good. What happened to Kifov Yechovin? They're going to war. Look what's going on here. They're throwing arrows. The Avne Blistrois and all these large rocks and boulders. They're throwing them into the Zara. Sorry?
Burning carts and burning balloons.
Avne Blistrois is catapult stones, isn't it? When they shoot with the
arrows. Yeah, that's it. And the Shailis, the Koinim, want to do another mitzvah. So be kodesh hakadoshim heichel b'mashma can eat it. V'mai. So the question is very simple. So why do you need to bring me a pasuk kodesh hakadoshim lenu? Use the same word we said before. Since it's ilad eat nazara and it's called chatzar oil moed, and lo yehei tofel chamani. Because if you can eat in front of the oil moed, sure you can eat inside the oil moed. So what do I need a pasuk for? Says the Gemara, "Hochi hasha, what are you comparing? Hasam avoided the Adam oved b'mokum rabbi. Over there, when it comes to doing the avoided, where you're shechting and you shechted, you did the kmitzah of the minch inside the kodesh kedoshim, and we said that lo yehi tafel chama min ikim." So then, I understand. Surely you can do this avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. We say lo yitov chamalika. Now we're talking about eating. It's passionate. Ain't other oichel mokum rabbi. It's passionate for a person to eat in the same place as master. It's lo yitov chamalika. It's a silly svara. Lo yitov chamalika. Because it's wrong. You take a shundu in front of the Iker. Rashi. Achilin adam eichel mokanat. It's lucid rabbi here and asked. It says, Shanda for the Rebbe to do this. Tzarchei eved lefano. The needs of the eved should be done from the master. Lo yitav chomer lek lemeimu. Delav chumer. He's not a chumer. Elu kul vachin. Adin shei tov chomer Iker. So therefore, sometimes we'll use it, sometimes we won't use it. We'll use Tofel Chamanika when it comes to Shchit or it comes to Kimitza. Then we'll use the Svar of Tofel Chamanika. Masha Enke, what do you call it? Achila is even though the tuffle you're allowed to eat, it's dafke the tuffle you're allowed to eat it because you're not in front of your Rebbe. The Iker, we don't want you. It's pasnish to eat inside the Heichel. That's what we would have thought. And that's why you need to bring a pasnish with Kodesh Kodashim that you could. Yeah. Says the Gemara Baite Mishnah. Chatas, that was Mincha. Chatas, the chatas of a bird. Hois and Nasis, where did they shech that? And that shechit is Malika. Where did they shech that? Ala Keren and the Reim is Marovi is in the southwestern corner. They shech there. Uvichol Mokim, Hoisak Sheila. Technically, anywhere in the Azora would have been kosher. But still, ideally, they decided to look in that corner because that's what they're going to do, the Mitzi Hadam and all that. So therefore, they decided to do in that corner. Ushloisha dvorim hois oisa keren mishameshes. That corner served three purposes. Melmata, three activities that were done below the red line was done in that corner. Ushloisha melmaila, and three activities were done above the red line in that corner. Melmata, what was done below that red line is chatas oiv. The karma chatas oiv, where did they spray the blood? By normal chatas, by an animal, we spray it above the red line, and the oil is below the red line. By a bird, it's just the opposite. So the chatas oiv is you sprinkle it on the bottom of the red line. That's number one. Number two is vahagoshes, when they brought to the mincha and they touched the mizbeach, it should be in below the red line. And number three, shiyore hadam, the leftover blood from the chatas, they used to pour down the shoots. That was done below the red line. What activity did they do in that corner above the red line? Nisach Yayin, when they said the wine libations. And Nisach Hamayin, this is what they did then. If you remember, they did this in the second base of Midrash, because the first base of Midrash, the Mizbeach was shorter, and they used to do it outside the Mizbeach, and they used to let it pour. The leftover here, they did it on the corner of the Mizbeach itself, and they had two shoots, because the Mizbeach wasn't full. It was only made out of, it was filled with stone, so there was room for the liquids to come down. And they joined together going on the bottom. But
we said it was made out of stones and they poured lead.
So that's why. Stone means that the wine can go right through it.
Oh, okay.
The earlier one was made out of dirt. It was filled up. There was no room to go.
That's what the first one they did on the outside.
Exactly figured something out that Shlomo HaMelech didn't. What did they do with the oil soif on the south, what do you call it, in the southwest corner? Where you supposed to shecht it really is on the southeast corner. But if you couldn't do it in the southeast corner, they did it in the southwest corner. Why did do what they should do in the southeast corner? When you walk up the Mizbeach, the ramp, which is on the south side of Mizbeach, and you make a right turn. So you go to the right, we had before the Psukim over there, then they walk around facing the Mizbeach, they continue walking to the right. Chutz min ha'oyle, except for carbon oyle. Except by the carbon oil, because they had to do go in southwest corner. It was silly to walk around the entire Mizbeach. They made a beeline. They went up the ramp and went straight to the south. West corner, straight there. All these three activities that had to be done in southwest corner. They went straight there, beeline there, instead of walking around the entire area of Mizbeach, which is a pretty big area. And then when you walk to the finish, they'd walk backwards step by step, as you know, with the face still facing the southwest corner and walking back to the ramp.
They walked backwards. They took steps.
Yeah.
But we usually say called finish at the point and early you mean. So here they go up the ramp, they turn left.
This is an exception, yeah, because it was too long to go all around. Well, soon to sing about the vitamin really. How do you know that when it comes to Chatas Oiv, they should do it in the southwest corner? It says in Pasik, if a guy cannot afford the proper carbon, not even birds, and then he brings the carbon a mincha. So it says in Pasik, he brings the carbon that he sinned, he brings his, and it says the lechatas, he brings the mincha lechatas. And you don't put any oil, you don't put any levaina, because it's a chatas. By this mincha, he couldn't afford to bring even a bird, he brings a flower offering as a chatas. So it says the pasuk, Lo Yosim, Lo Shemen, don't place any oil on it. Lo Yitna Levoina, don't place a Levoina there. So we're talking about the mincha of a sinner. And this is the place of a bird. So this mincha is a substitute for the bird. And the Torah calls it a chatas, which means that we learn the laws of a bird from the laws of this mincha. So Lo Yitna Levoina, ki chatasi chatasi. Frankincense, what do you mean? But in the point is frankincense, whatever that is. Ki chatasi, it's a chatas. Chatas kriya mincha, mincha kriya chatas. Clear from here that they're interchangeable. That a chatas is a mincha, and a mincha is a chatas. Ma chatas. So what's the idea of comparing the chatas? Just like chatas to the tzofen. We know from a karma chatas. Where do you shecht it? On the north side. Af mincha. So to mincha to una tzofen also requires a north side. What do you mean mincha requires the north side? It doesn't require the north side. We just said you do the mincha on the southwest corner. So look at Rashi here. Ma chatas tu nitzofen. Interesting Rashi here. It says Rashi, yodei ani, I know for a fact, shegirs hazu shibush, that this girs in the Gemara is a mistake. Yeah, we left it in there. I know for a fact it's a mistake. How do I know it's a mistake? Shahari lo chatas oiv, mincha's oiv, tu nitzofen. We just learned that the chatas oiv is in the southwest corner, or the southeast corner, and when it's too busy, you move it to the southwest. And the mincha is in the southwest corner, and that's it. And there's nothing, no north. Maybe mincha's choyte chalukim and the shah is different than the rest, or the chatas behema makishla. Maybe we're comparing the chatas behema. Who said this? All the pasuk said was mincha is called chatas. Who said it's a substitute for the bird? Maybe it's a substitute for the original chatas, which is an animal. That taka had to be slaughtered on the north side. Should have mentioned before that Hamanochas Nik Matzah B'chol Magazora. The Mishnah, if there was a requirement for Mincha Chaita to be done in the north, like a Rogalei Chatos, then the Mishnah should have said it. The previous Mishnah would have said all the Menachas can be Nikmats anywhere in the Zora. It should have said Chutz Mincha Chaita, except for the sinner. So therefore, Rashi says that he doesn't. And let's go two more lines further. The girsa acharin negasin, but definitely you have to have another girsa in the Gemara. But the ain't the yedei amitah, but I don't know what it is. Interesting Rashi. The nida be'enai, so I'm going to make it up. It seems to me, ma chatas psula shaloi lishma, change the tzofen. Another aspect of chatas. We learned in the first Mishnah of Zvachim that if a carbon chatas, he had the wrong carbon in mind, it's possible, and the carbon pace are the two exceptions. Af mincha, so to a minchas chaita psula shaloi lishma. Rashi, I have no basis for this because I didn't hear from my Rebbes, but this is the only thing that makes sense to me. Interesting, Rashi. Back to the Gemara. So we're learning from there, where you shechter learning from the Baal Shmo. Ma mincha, back to what's the comparison? Chatas and mincha, just like a mincha bekerem barav adroim is, just like a mincha is done, and it requires that you take the carbon mincha and you touch the mizbech in the southwest corner. So too, just like a carbon mincha, av chatas, so too, the bird, the avodah should be done in the southwestern corner. What's the main avodah of a bird? Is the spraying the blood. It has to be on the southwest corner. And therefore the shchita should be done there as well. Mincha gufa menola. So how do you talk about a mincha that has to be done in the southwest corner? The tanya we learned, it says in the pasuk that this is the law of the mincha. You should be makrivid lifnei Hashem pnei mizbech. We need that it should be lifnei Hashem and pnei mizbech. Lifnei Hashem means in front of the heichel, which is on the west side, and it says pnei mizbech, which is the south side. How do you reconcile this pasuk? So the time he had a machlek, time he learned lifnei Hashem. Yochel Marav thought they should be in the west, because lifnei Hashem. Time learned pnei mizbech has to be in the south side. How do you do that? So Magisha Bekeren Marav Dreim. So do is you put it in the southwest corner, which is Lifnei Hashem and Pnei Mizbech. Can I go Chudush Keren? You put in the corner of that corner, that Keren, but that is insufficient. Rabbi Lezer says, Yochel, I would have thought Yagi Shena LeMayrav Shel Keren. I would have thought you should bring it forward to the west side of the Keren or to the south of the Keren. I'll tell you, this is the rule. Kol makom wherever she'atam mitzvah shnei mekrei, two psukim that seem to contradict each other. But echad, one pasuk mekayim atzam mekayim chaveda. One pasuk allows you to do both. The echad, the other pasuk mekayim atzam mevad chaveda, only allows for one and it cancels the other. Then manichin zeshem mekayim atzam chaveda. Then obviously you leave behind the pasuk that supports itself and contradicts the other one. The toivsin zeshem mekayim atzam chaveda, and you grab a hold of the other pasuk that's mekayim both. What do you mean? Explain now. Kishata Emir, when you say Pnei Hashem, when you say the Pasig, what was it, Bacher? Oh, when you say the Pasig, Lifnei Hashem, is what be might have. Heichen Kayemes El Pnei Mizbeach. If you're going to follow the Pasig that has to be mighty from the Heichel, so how are you going to follow the other part of the Pasig, which is Pnei Mizbeach, which is south? But if you follow the other pasuk making the south, it's possible kayam is lifnei Hashem bedorim. You can fulfill lifnei Hashem on the south side. How? Because the Gemara will say in a minute he holds and time mizbeach was totally north. So if the time mizbeach is north, if you go on the south side of mizbeach, so you're facing the mizbeach, but you're also facing the oil because it's a little bit north of the entrance to the heichel. It finishes at the midway point according to some, or it goes even beyond the end by the frame. Heichen Kayem is, where is it? Mikayim, Amravashi, Kesavar Haitana, this town holds. How's that possible? Because Kulam is very much suffering. The time is Bech and it's
softened. That means you have what, more space?
No, which means when you're standing in front, if you're standing in front of the Bech, on an angle, you're looking right at the door of the Heichel, on an angle. So at least you can see the door of the Elif Nashem. You can see the Heichel. That's right. So you don't have to be in the corner, it can be anywhere on the south side. Then we'll write the Chombok and the Shade. Oh, we'll see later. No, it's on top of the Mizbech. On top of the Mizbech.
No, Shchita was always done on the
floor of the...
But if it was done on the floor, they did the spraying, then they would go up.
No, then the spraying you do, it depends whether you do the spraying on the...
We're soon going to see where they did the Shchita. Actually, we'll see it tomorrow. Where they did the Shchita of the birds. Says the Gemara... It says in the Gemara here that anywhere, you can do it anywhere in the Mizbeah, but you want you to do it on top of the southwest corner. Okay? So the Gemara, Mike, Omar, you tell me you can do it anywhere, then you tell me to do it in the southwest corner. What's going on here? Omar Bashi, Hor Kama. You can do the Malika anywhere you want, in the base of Midrash, in the Azara. You can do it on top of the Mizbeah, you can do it on the ground, do whatever you want. When it comes to Hazor, it definitely has to be done. Which corner of the Mizbeach? The southwest corner. Tanina Laha, we actually learned this. The Tanna Rabban, we learned. Milka, Bechol Makim, Milka. If you did the Malika, you shechted the bird. Bechol Makim, anywhere. The Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach, Kshayda's kosher. He's a Bechol Dama, Bechol Makim Kshayda. And you mazze the blood anywhere, it's kosher. We'll soon see this braisa is a cryptic braisa, and we'll explain tomorrow a little bit. You sprayed the blood, remember they used to spray the blood with the dam of the nefesh came by, and then they used to squeeze it against the wall. You sprayed the v'leimitza, you didn't do the squeezing against the wall, shade is kosher. But when it's squeezing kosher, when it's spraying kosher, sheyitein mechuta sikol mata, below the red line, even though, which is hard to understand. A minute ago you said, v'chol mokum. And now you tell me, davke below the, you're spraying below the line. Medama nefedu Rashi kulu bechol makom hoisik shelam because bein lemaila, whether it's above on the mizbeach bein lemata, whether it's below the chi alfin lemata bechatas oy ba'azodi alfin lekamer. This that we say that has to be done lemata bechut asikra is only talking about the spraying the blood b'shmaiti and v'hitzin lemachatas alkir on the wall. But ma'azek kira tachna, which part of the wall of the mizbeach the below the blue line red line the kerem marov idrami nami ba'azodi alfin and the notes we know has to be in the southwest corner. We learn out the magoshim mechiyal. May we learn before from Mincha, and by Mincha we know from Lifnei Hashem, and Pnei Mizbeach has been in the southwest corner. V'Hagashos Mizbeach Udiyale Dumi Da'Gosher B'Mincha U'Malika Lav Mizbeach El Hazor Mitzvah. The Malika is not in Mizbeach; only the Hazor Mitzvah was on the corner of Mizbeach. But the Malika do anywhere. Says the Gemara. My Kama. What does he mean? Hachi Kama. Milka B'Chom Mokem Mizbeach Sheila. You can do the Malika anywhere on the Mizbeach is kosher. Mitzah doma bechol makom zeh. If he did the mitzah, you're squeezing it anywhere, it is kosher. Sheim hiza kolay mitzah because you did spraying and you didn't squeeze it, it's also kosher. Or bevad sheyitin mechuta siklamata on nefesh. But the spraying of the blood has to be below the red line. Rashi. And this finishes the first part of the sugya. My comic Tony, he's a dumb machomok anywhere you want. Fill the mayim lechut shesheda. Sounds like you can spray it even above the red line. But hold the time. Then it says, "Bavad sheyitim mechut zilamata." It's below the red line. But lekel meima, he's a bakar chozav zilamata. I do it twice. Mechshu kasher. He's a dumb machomok Tony. Cold dumb mashma. You have to spray out the blood that the nefesh is, all of it, wherever it is. There's no blood left to do again in the bottom. Like Tony, he's a madama. He doesn't say he sprayed some of the blood. Go ahead and fix it by spraying the bottom. It sounds like he sprayed all of the blood. So once you tell me you can pray anywhere you want, then you tell me dafke below. So we say mitzah domo shachatas to unem mitzah achar as well. After you spray it, you have to squeeze. Because the Chavetz says anisha b'dami mitzah left over blood. Shemakiv haguf the bay. Bring the guf as close as possible to the mizbeach. V'doichid beis milikosei b'kei. You squeeze the neck against the wall. V'adam mismatzah v'yoyed in the blood. Starts oozing out. B'chol mang sheder. Because if our time the mitzah b'chat l'avoidi. Because squeezing is not l'avoidi. It doesn't even have to happen. L'posel b'shinus. If you change it, who cares? Shafilu okar ha-mitzah l'gamri. If you didn't do it at all. Shehizav l'mitzah, you sprayed and you didn't do the squeezing. Sheder. K'dam v'ezim v'kaymer. V'anisha y'matzah. Only leftover. If there's leftover. She'ein anisha lo y'matzah. Alma was even here. Ika desvidu l'ika desvidu l'ma'akir ha-makir. Ma'akir from this very posik. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with you.